News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week in Review Podcast for May 11, 2018. I'm Michael Arney. Well, we can let the speculation begin on the future of the Orchards Mall. The property is being sold in an online auction next month, starting bid $750,000. Friedman Integrated Real Estate Solutions of Farmington Hills is handling the sale, and there's Steven Silverman, tells our newsroom. What could become of the mall runs the gamut, from staying a shopping center to a whole lot more.
Gives you the opportunity for someone to come in, redevelop the entire property for, you know, multifamily, for, you know, warehouse distribution, industrial play. Obviously, that would require a complete change of zoning.
Current mall owner Michael Coben has been struggling to pay the property taxes. He's been avoiding foreclosure with Barry and Cotty the past 2 years, paying the back taxes at the deadline. County Treasurer Brett Witkowski tells us Cohen currently owes just over $407,000, and he would anticipate that debt being paid off with the proceeds of the mall sale. Some tough decisions lie ahead for leaders of Lakeshore Public Schools after voters this week rejected a bond proposal. Superintendent Phil Freeman tells WSJM News the need for building improvements and new technology isn't going away, even if the $21 million bond idea was shot down.
The next steps for us are to be looking at prioritizing our needs and seeing which ones we're going to have to tackle with the resources that we have as early as we can, and then try to put off the ones until the resources come in to complete the other projects.
Freeman tells us he was disappointed by Tuesday's vote, but says the people have spoken. He says technology replacement need is going to be growing over the next few years, and something they'll need to address, bond or not. The Republican gubernatorial candidates debated Wednesday night in Grand Rapids, but there was a more interesting confrontation between all seven from both parties on Thursday. That was sponsored by the Michigan Press Association in Lansing. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly hinted that Attorney General Bill Schuette was violating a blind trust by not disclosing what Kelly called some offshore dealings.
Transfer of millions of dollars in offshore assets while Attorney General.
Kelly was referring to the disposal of inherited land in the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's not illegal. Schuette then went on the attack.
You're so desperate, you're so behind, there's nothing you won't do to try to make false accusations and attacks.
And both Kelly and Schuette were then opened up to attacks by Democrats on the panel, who said they both support a president who won't even release his income tax returns. State Representative Kim Lasada is hoping the state Senate will follow the lead of the House in passing a resolution against the Michigan State Waterways Commission plan, imposing a $10 a year tax on a variety of small watercraft. Lasada tells us the House vote against the kayak tax this week was overwhelming.
The Waterways Commission was proposing a watercraft tax. So that would include kayaks, paddle boards, and it would require all of the, and canoes, and they would be required to be registered with the state of Michigan.
Lasada says that taxing tiny watercraft like kayaks and canoes is just punishing people for enjoying the outdoors and trying to get exercise. The people don't need to be required to pay to have those registered. The House passed it on Wednesday. St. Joseph Public Safety Director Brian Urich updating city commissioners and the public this week on plans to better police the community over the summer. You'll recall last year, St. Joe Public Safety changed the traffic patterns to reduce congestion, increase parking availability, and aim to improve the quality of life for everybody during the busy summer season. Urich said this week at the city commission meeting that they're going to return to many of those practices along with some more foot and bike patrols.
We thought we'd try that a little bit more this year. So this year you're going to see two officers on bike patrol. Very, very effective way to patrol, and primarily it's simple. If I'm in a patrol car, I can't stop and say, hey, how are you, as easily. If I'm on a bike, it's very easy for me to stop and simply have a communication with a neighbor.
Urich says they'll be bringing back mounted patrols as well. They were popular last year. Noted Barry County is adding another lane to the Silver Beach County Park entrance, and that should help to further reduce traffic issues. There's an effort underway in the U.S. Senate to block the FCC from implementing its repeal of net neutrality protections next month. U.S. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan is part of that. Speaking on the Senate floor Wednesday, he said it's necessary that Americans have access to open internet so they can compete with the rest of the world.
Net neutrality protections prevented internet service providers from blocking, slowing, or prioritizing web traffic for their own financial gain. Without net neutrality, we could be subject to a two-tiered internet.
The FCC voted to scrap the rules preventing the slowing down or blocking of web content late last year. It'll take effect June 11th as it stands now, but Peter says they need just one more senator to join them and force a vote on net neutrality. Mayor Scott Smith and the rest of the South Haven City Council working on short-term rental issues.
It's a fine balancing act in serving the needs of the long-term residents and being welcoming to those vacationing in South Haven. At the last city council meeting, the city approved a six-month moratorium on new short-term rentals in Wards 1 and 2. This means, in general, that the city staff will not accept or process applications for new rentals in those areas. The city council wants to take some time to analyze and develop amendments to strengthen short-term rental ordinances. I'm Spencer Rivers reporting.
Detroit Lions head coach Matt Patricia under fire, but he says he did nothing wrong. This after allegations have resurfaced of a sexual assault he was accused of in 1996.
I believe and have always acted with a respect for all people, knowing that everyone is someone's dad, mom, sister, brother, son, or daughter. I do not condone any of the type of behavior that has been alleged, and I never have.
Records indicate Patricia was indicted on one count of aggravated sexual assault in Texas. A woman accused him and a former teammate, then a teammate at the time, of breaking into her spring break hotel room and sexually assaulting her. The charges were dismissed, though, after she never showed for trial. Former governor and Michigan State University interim president John Engler, speaking about the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal at a breakfast in Birmingham Thursday morning, said he was surprised by how things were being handled at MSU when he took over.
The need for dramatically better communication internally inside the university, and that's an area where I completely agreed, because when I got there, I think one of the things that surprised me was how siloed everything was and what need existed to break those silos down to make the communication easier.
Engler says he has a lesson for every university in the country on preventing incidents such as the ones that took place at MSU. In a new 10-page book, Engler reviews the university's changes in protocol, including patient care and safety. Expect to see more Michigan State police troopers patrolling I-94 this spring and summer, all the way from the Indiana border to Wayne County. As traffic crashes went up on the highway last year, State Police 5th District Commander Captain Kyle Bowman tells us they're looking for distracted and aggressive drivers and those who are following too closely.
Some accidents when people are getting tickets from troopers or other law enforcement officials, they're talking about how they shouldn't get a ticket because the car in front of them stopped and they didn't have a chance to stop. Well, the law actually requires people to maintain control of their vehicles at all times, meaning you need to allow distance.
Last year, crashes on I-94 rose 7%. Those involving commercial vehicles were up 10%. He's a businessman that funded his own campaign for the U.S. Senate, and now Mike Braun is the Republican nominee for that race to our south in Indiana.
I actually built my company by competing with many people and then eventually doing business with them.
Braun defeated Congressman Todd Rokita and Luke Messer in a bitter race that was splattered all over TV screens in Indiana and southwest Michigan for the past few months. He'll take on incumbent Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly. Republicans believe Donnelly is vulnerable, and that was evidenced by a rally in Elkhart Thursday night by President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. And that's the week that was for May 11th, 2018. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.